Welcome back to Sports Day for Kia. You can step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That is Red Energy. Darcy Vecchio, Carlton's AFLW star, not far away. She's going to join us, and the season is not far away. Collingwood and Carlton go head-to-head in the season opener next Thursday.
Next Thursday, that's coming around.
It's not far away, Scoop. Yeah. And right now, I think we have got a big hole in the sporting calendar. And
we do.
That is always going to be worth having a look at. Looking forward to talking to Darcy Vecchio. But today, it was the usual Margaret Court stink at this time of the year. Normally, it's just about whether the naming rights of Margaret Court Arena should still be there or whether the cancel culture people want to rip it down. But there's a new element to this, Scoop, and you'd like to address it.
Well, Justin Smith today broke the story that Margaret Court is going to be honoured with an Australia Day honour, which I, for one, can't understand. I think I'm in the same boat as a lot of people. We're not going to speak on behalf of other people. And this is not meant to have a go at Margaret Court. I've done that plenty of times before. I don't need to do it again. But the federal government continues to shoot itself in the foot in the last 10 days. We've had the acting Prime Minister say that all lives matter. We've then had Scott Morrison, our current Prime Minister, say what he said yesterday against Cricket Australia. And today we find out that Margaret Court, who is already an officer of the Order of Australia, she's already been, I think, honoured for her tennis prowess. Why on earth is someone with her views being given an Australia Day honour? It clearly can't be for tennis, because that would have happened years ago.
No, what's for tennis? I mean, they're recognising her tennis achievements with the highest honour, Australia Day honour. So that's as simple as it is. She's not getting it for work done to the community or a religious work, from my reading of it.
But Jared,
it's just honouring the fact that she's the greatest tennis player, arguably, that we've ever had in this country. And the people who sat around the table and judged said, okay, this is a country that still values free speech. We probably don't necessarily agree with her views, but despite our probably strong disagreement with some of her strongest views, we still think we need to honour her with the highest honour because she's the greatest tennis player we've had.
You didn't answer my question. Why didn't this happen years ago when we knew this? We knew. Why?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not on the selection panel.
No, well, I'm very...
Why do you think it happened now?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a political decision. I don't know if someone's trying to cause unrest.
It's an independent panel. I'm not sure who's on the panel, but it's the Australia Day Honours panel who have been picking Australia Day Honours for ordinary Australians for who knows how long.
The wording of the award is for an eminent achievement and merit of the highest degree in service to Australia or humanity at large. Can I just remind you, Jared, that this is the person that 3 years ago said that on LGBTI activists, it's all the devil. It's what Hitler did and it's what communism did.
I understand she's got very strong religious views. And
Not many people would agree
with them, but I think most people in this country still appreciate the value of free speech.
No, free speech only gets you to a point where you don't divide people and you don't discriminate. You don't get the right to discriminate with free speech.
Well, there's a lot of people, Scoop, would think that she's got strong religious views and she's entitled to those views and she's entitled to express them. Clearly, they're damaging to some people. And I understand the points you've got. But there's a lot of people in this country would support Margaret Court being recognised. And I point you to sort of responses to articles. Most of them are fairly strongly in the Herald Sun in support of Margaret Court, and I'm sure some in the Age are strongly against. But it's a challenging scenario that they've got, and heaven help Craig Tyler. It's the last thing he needs is another stink with our most famous former tennis player.
I would agree with you on that, because Tennis Australia have to deal with this issue every single year. It's really not up to them, and they've got nothing to do with it. But whoever
Do you think she should have her name taken off the grandstand?
Absolutely.
You do?
Tomorrow.
You're kidding, aren't you? Darcy Vecchio, Carlton AFLW star, joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Darcy. An interesting time to have you on.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
We actually wanted to talk to you about playing Collingwood next week. How are you going, and how's the team?
Very, very excited. I think back to a few months ago and we were all in lockdown and probably unsure whether, we'd get back to training, let alone be able to play. So, yeah, the girls are just really excited and the team's looking pretty good at the moment.
Even only, 2 months ago, it was in doubt. How have you gone with your pre-season, or have you just ignored the elements of uncertainty and just gone ahead as if it is going ahead?
Yeah, I tell you what, we've just reverted back to the footy cliche of just taking things 1 week at a time. Like, half's been really good in just trying to keep us in the moment, and you know, because pretty much every day there are different changes around border restrictions, and you hear different whispers about things. So he's just tried to keep us really calm and focused on just training really well and making sure we're doing everything we can to get better at footy, because that's what we need to be doing. So, yeah, that's been the main focus for us, and it's been going well so far.
How are you dealing with border restrictions? I know they're opening up ever so slowly, but how does it look in the early parts of the season as far as playing the Sydney teams?
Well, I'm not. Well, I know that GWS is currently in Adelaide, so I think that's enabled them to play West. Oh, they're going over to Fremantle to play first, and then they're playing West Coast in Adelaide as one of their home games. So it's sort of just affected that sort of WA border at the moment. But for us, I don't think we actually play any games in New South Wales or WA. So at the moment, we've been pretty selfish and just concentrating on round one, I guess.
Jared, you and I were talking about the Olympics a little earlier, and Chloe Dalton, who was in Rio when they won the Rugby Sevens, now she wanted to pursue 2020. We now think Darcy, well, we were told earlier this morning by the Times that the Olympics are off, and now they're back on. Could Chloe actually make a sort of a late dash to be part of the team in 2021? Has that been brought up?
Well, yeah, from what I've, I've got, not, you know, I don't have a heap of conversations with the list manager, but I know that a few months ago that was sort of the idea, that we could wait until the very last minute to make a call on whether we fill that 30th spot in our team or whether Chloe's able to come back in. So, yeah, I guess I don't really know exactly where that sits at the moment. I really hope that Chloe can pursue the Olympics, because that's, you know, the highest sort of thing that you can do as an athlete. But I think that's her main aim, so hopefully she can do that.
It's pretty incredible. I think the girls would be... pretty incredible. She's already a gold medalist at Rio.
She's clearly a very talented player across many fields.
Yeah, she's very greedy.
Very greedy. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. Tell me about Ebony Marinoff. Should she be suspended or not? Because it looks a contentious case to me at best.
Yeah, I find it really hard to even form like a solid opinion on it. Like, I watch the footage and I know that new footage has emerged, but it's just a terrible situation, to be honest. Like, no one wants to do that to another player, and you know, like, everyone's thinking about Brid from GWS, who's got a broken neck at the moment. But yeah, I honestly don't know. Like, it's so hard to judge the situation without, I guess, having seen it from all those angles, and I guess being there on the day would make a difference too.
Well, I've got to say, Ebony, Darcy, on the base of it, I would have thought Ebony had just walked straight out. So sometimes things happen, and there was no malice, there was no carelessness, there was no negligence. How can you be suspended? But we'll leave that to those who are running the tribunal. Do you train for collisions like that when you are the person who's winning the ball? Do you train to turn the body, because she clearly didn't?
Yeah, I think, that's been discussed a bit. I know naturally, like, we get taught, like, don't put your head anywhere your butt can go. So you're always looking to put yourself in the least vulnerable position. You know, I think growing up, I played Auskick, and that was one of the first things you sort of learned, how to turn your body, how to make sure that you can take contact and not put yourself in danger. But in saying that too, like, sometimes you do find yourself with your head over the footy, and you sort of trust that people, you know, will sort of brace
respect
around
that.
There's so many little, when you think about playing, there's so many little movements you do to ensure that you kind of protect even your opposition. Like, you're going hard, but there's just these little things you do. And, you know, I guess what's happened with Ebb and Brid is the most unfortunate thing that can happen. So, yeah, I just hope I hope they're both doing okay, to be honest.
You're trying to just, can you just confirm this, that Daniel Harford said, we're taking it one week at a time?
Oh, God.
I think he said, so his favourite phrase is subject to change. So he'll say whatever he wants and then he'll say
subject to change.
But as we know, girls, everything is subject to change.
I like it.
I think the IOC could use half.
Every coach needs an out. If you're going to be definitive, you always need an out. Good luck to you, Darcy, and let's hope you can go one better than the prelim final last year, albeit the fact that it was called off and no one had a genuine chance to win it. But good luck. You're building, and it could be exciting times for the Blues.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your support, guys.
Good on you, Darcy. Darcy Vessio there, Carlton AFLW star. And their membership package for the AFLW star is just $50 for adults, $30 for juniors. It's great value, Jared. 1-300-227-586, or you can head to carltonfc.com.au.
I got a feeling, Scoop, I'm just getting a sense that you're back on board the Blues bandwagon.
No.
After kicking them for last 2 years, albeit in a supporter's fashion, not a mean, nasty fashion.
We're talking about the men's team or the women's team?
Both.
I'm on board the women's team.
Are you? Yeah, okay.
I think the men will miss the finals.
You will, do you?
Yep.
Oh, I think they might surprise. Mm.
You've been saying that for about 3 years.
No, I haven't. No, this is the year I'm going to back them in. This is a sports day, and you can look for the trusted Australian-made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian-made. Darcy Vessio was our special guest. It is now, though, time for the news after the break.